from KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm John Myers. We are broadcasting from our KQED studios in Sacramento. Some of you listening to this program, listening to me talk right now, are driving along California's highways. And as you're driving along those roads, you'll no doubt see the subject of the next 30 minutes, even as we talk about it. A motorcyclist who might be inching his or her way between cars and trucks, splitting the lanes, as it were, on a highway or a freeway. Love it or hate it, lane splitting is not illegal in California. But not everyone, including motorcyclists, really know the ins and outs, which is why last year the CHP posted safety tips on its website for lane splitting. But as it was reported on Thursday, the CHP has taken down those safety tips after the state government's rulemaking department ordered that they be taken down. It seems there had been a complaint that the tips could be construed as law. That has angered some motorcycle advocates who have wanted the state for years to help demystify the issue of lane splitting. But it also raises the larger question about whether or not this is a safe practice, what drivers, what motorcyclists need to know. And pretty much everyone who has operated a motor vehicle in California has seen those motorcycles going between the lanes. So we would like to know what you think about the process, what questions you might have. Again, everyone seems to probably have an opinion on this one. And so we're going to give you the phone number now as we begin the discussion with our guests. You can call us at toll-free 866-733-6786. That's 866-733-6786. You can email us with your questions or comments about lane splitting and motorcyclists moving those lanes in California at forum at kqed.org, or you can post them on our website, kqed.org/forum, or on our Facebook page. Joining us to help us sort some of this out, Officer Peter Apodaca, California Highway Patrol, and a motorcycle officer who is here in studio with me. Officer, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Good. And also by phone, Nick Harris of the American Motorcyclist Association. Nick Harris, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Nick Harris, let me just quickly begin with you if I can. You are, well, actually both of my guests are avid motorcyclists here. Your organization worked to get these safety guidelines put online, and they've been taken down. I mean, tell me a little bit about why you all felt it was so important to have the CHP, to have the state put this information out there.
Well, just to clarify, the lane splitting guidelines were actually developed as part of a California Strategic Highway Safety Plan, and I wasn't part of the original group that was involved with that. I was kind of came into the process a little later. I'm also a member of the California Motorcycle Safety Program Advisory Panel. So at a certain point, we were given the guidelines to review. But the idea, of course, was this would clarify, as you explained earlier, the process both to riders who may be interested in doing it, as well as to other drivers to understand what is going on. And it just was to bring clarity to the entire issue. And frankly, if you go to the DMV's website, you'll see a number of other similar guides. They have guides for new drivers, guides for senior drivers, guides for commercial drivers, bicyclists. And we just felt this was another important piece of information to get out in the public.
And at this point, as I said in the introduction to this, they've been taken down because there was a decision that they could be construed as law. What do you think about that?
Well, I think if you read the guidelines and if you were familiar with the area on the CHP and the DMV website where they were presented, that's kind of a stretch. I think it was pretty clear. I mean, they're even called guidelines. So I obviously the complainant found a sympathetic ear with the Office of Administrative Law, and this is something that will have to be worked out. But I truly hope we see them back up before too long.
The broader issue here, of course, as we know and as our audience plainly knows, is motorcycles that do go between the lanes in traffic. And again, we welcome your phone calls and your comments on that, which we will go to pretty soon. Officer Peter Apodaca from the California Highway Patrol, let me just probably ask you the question that everybody wants to know. Is it legal for a motorcycle to split the lanes?
Lane splitting is not illegal in California.
So it's the way you phrase that is important, because everything I've read leading up to our conversation this morning, it is not illegal, but it is not defined as legal.
That's correct.
Which means it's I don't know, as a citizen, what am I to make of that? That just means I do what I think is best.
Prior to that, exactly, most of the people we talked to, all the motorcyclists that were out there, they were just taking it into their own best judgment, and there is no statute, no law in California that makes it illegal.
Nick Harris from the American Motorcyclist Association, tell me why you think it's a good idea, because I have neighbors. I have friends who have talked about it. They're frustrated. They don't like it. They think it's unsafe, or maybe they think it's unfair in rush hour traffic. I don't know. But why is it a good idea that we should allow motorcyclists to split those lanes in California?
Well, that's a great question. Part of the debate, of course, is people's perception of, I think the unfair issue is actually an important one, because I think people think somehow the riders are cheating. From a rider's perspective, from my perspective, as someone who's spent many, many hours on the California freeways in lane-splitting conditions, it actually eliminates the possibility of being rear-ended. It also eliminates the vehicle in front of you as far as someone stopping short, or, you know, if we all know freeway speeds can vary significantly, so it just eliminates two threats to a motorcyclist. And interestingly enough, you'll see if you research this issue, California being the exception in the United States, but in reality, most countries in the world allow this practice. Australia has actually just reintroduced it in New South Wales. There was a study recently in Belgium that indicated that not only was it a safe practice, but it actually reduced congestion for the entire, you know, commuting public, not just for the riders. So as long as it's done safely and following the guidelines that were developed, I honestly find it to be a much safer thing for a rider than just sitting in traffic, hoping the person behind you is paying attention, especially given the stop-and-go conditions we see in the Bay Area, for example.
But as you know, I mean, and I'm sure you do, that the DMV Motorcycle Handbook once said that vehicles and motorcycles need a full lane, quote, lane sharing is not safe.
They had that, and then they changed it at one point to where it said they didn't recommend it for new riders, and I don't disagree with that. When I moved here, I was a quite experienced rider myself, but it was a new thing for me to learn. So as I got comfortable riding in California, I then decided, after watching other riders, including motor officers, you know, using this practice, that it was something I was going to try. Had this guideline been available, it might have made the whole learning process for me easier.
Officer Peter Apodaca, who's here with me in studio, can you tell me, you're a motorcycle officer and you see other motorcyclists out there, and we're going to go to our callers next, folks, and there are a lot of you out there because, as I said, everyone has an experience, I think, with this and likes it or dislikes it. But you see these other motorcyclists out there on the roads. At what point would you intervene? I mean, what's the threshold if someone is to define it as safe or unsafe? I mean, is there – I know it's going to depend on the situation. I understand that. He's nodding his head here, folks. But I'm just curious. I mean, what guidance do you give to motorcyclists about using this procedure of going through those lanes?
Well, given what you just said, every officer has their own opinions as to what safe is based on their own training and experience. And as a motorcycle officer out there, one thing I was looking for was to see if the flow of traffic, and if a motorcyclist was out there and obviously going, you know, what I visually estimated to be, you know, in excess of 10 miles per hour over the flow of traffic. Those are things that caught my attention. Anytime traffic or flow of traffic is moving, you know, above what we had before, the 30 mile per hour, you know, you start to think about things where, how fast can they stop? How fast, you know, when they apply their brakes? People don't think about these things. And when you got that motorcyclist who is switching lanes back and forth, in and out, he's not only causing a danger to himself, but to the other other vehicles.
And that's somewhere where you would intervene then as an officer?
At that point, that's where we would intervene. And, you know, when you're splitting traffic and we see other motorcyclists, obviously, full freeway speeds, at no point in time are you ever supposed to go over 66 miles or 65 miles per hour? And that's when I would intervene, when I see a guy in and out of traffic splitting at higher speeds. Those are times where you're going to stop in, talk to the guy. And if a citation is warranted, then a citation is issued. If it's not, sometimes just the mere talk, being able to talk to him and getting some motorcycle safety is more than enough.
So our conversation here, that's Officer Peter Apodaca from the California Highway Patrol. Our conversation is hinged to this idea that there were safety guidelines on the CHP and DMV websites that have been taken down for lane splitting. But really the larger question here is about lane splitting. Do you, our listeners, think it's a good idea, bad idea? What have you seen? Let's go to our phones, and we'll start off with Eric in Fremont. Eric, good morning.
Yes, I have an experience on Highway 880 when I was commuting to work just a couple of months ago. I did a lane change, a rather slow maneuver because of traffic. I think I was moving maybe 10, 15 miles an hour. And just after I finished the lane change, a motorcyclist went roaring by, lane changed, and, you know, lane splitting, and tried to kick in my door. He must have been going about 20 miles an hour faster than I was at the time I finished that lane change, and as he passed me, then he apparently felt he had to slow down because I lane changed in front of him. Given how fast he was going when he passed me, he must have been five cars back when I started the lane change. I looked in my mirrors. I have my mirrors adjusted the way Caltrans suggests, so you see the lane next to you. I don't have my mirrors adjusted to look down the stripes where that motorcyclist was driving. So I made a safe lane change, and then this guy tried to kick in my door because apparently he felt that he could go racing down between cars in heavy traffic at, you know, unreasonable speeds. This guy Motorcycle Association is claiming he worries about rear-ending. Well, what is he going to do when he rams into the rear end of another car because he's going too fast for the conditions in a location that's impossible for a driver to see with properly adjusted mirrors? You know, there's
Eric,
five cars back. I'm not going to see.
Let me jump in, Eric, really quickly. Can I jump in really quickly? Because I understand. So I would take it from your experience, you concerned. You don't like lane splitting. I mean, what would you say?
At this point, you know, it used to be I would see people sort of, you know, if heavy traffic and the motorcycle is just sort of moseying through, I would have said, oh, okay, you know, he's going 3 miles an hour. That's not a significant different speed. He's just sort of wandering through traffic at walking speed faster. That's not a problem. But when they're going 20, 30 miles an hour faster, you look in the mirror, and then a second or two later, a motorcycle is racing between the cars where there was no chance for you to be able to see them. If you were making a lane change. No, I'm sorry. The motorcyclists have demonstrated they're not able to handle this situation properly, okay. And it's unsafe for other drivers. It needs to be made illegal in California.
Okay, thank you, Eric. So Nick Harris, American Motorcyclists Association, you've heard a very frustrated driver there. Eric, what's your thought?
Well, I think he has a legitimate concern, and I think that is the point of the guidelines, not just to educate the drivers, which was part of the focus, but to educate the riders. That sounds like this rider was going too fast for the conditions. And the other thing we need to remember along with these guidelines is there's actually a number of PSAs that were put together, and I personally have seen them at least four or five times run on local TV, once again helping to demystify, if you want to call it that, and explain how this is to be done properly. Riders, like any other driver, are not always perfect. They sometimes go too fast. Maybe the traffic had been moving slightly faster and he hadn't adjusted his speed. Sometimes when you're lane splitting, and I've had this happen, you're splitting along, traffic is barely moving, and then as it speeds up, you have to remember to get back into the flow of traffic and to remove yourself from the splitting area. I know that can sound funny to a driver, but to a rider, you know, all of a sudden you realize, you know, traffic has sped back up and you move back in. But there are obviously examples of people doing poor things. The flip side, of course, is as a rider, I pass numerous drivers that are texting, smoking, eating, doing other things. And so all of us need to work together to make sure that it's going to be safe, that we all get to where we need to get.
That is Nick Harris of the American Motorcyclist Association talking about lane splitting motorcycle riding in California. Let's go back to our calls. And Gabe in Oakland. Gabe, good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. Thanks for putting me on.
Sure. What's your thought?
Yeah, hey, Nick, it's Gabe Etzoken from City Bike Magazine and lanesplittingislegal.com.
Hi, Gabe.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I had a hard time hearing you.
Go ahead, Gabe. Gabe, why don't you just go ahead and give us your comment really quickly. We got a lot of folks who want to weigh in.
All right, I got it. Hey, I just wanted to talk about the absence of the lane splitting guidelines themselves. I was happy to see the guidelines because it gave some structure and legitimacy to the practice. But I had concerns that the guidelines would eventually lead to tightening restrictions on the practice until it was basically outlawed in all but name.
Okay. Thank you, Gabe. Let me just kind of take a sampling of some of the folks who have written in online, because there are a whole large stack of papers sitting here in front of me of people, because, as I said, everyone has an experience of this. And again, the reason we're talking about lane splitting by motorcyclists in California is that there were safety guidelines posted on the CHP and DMV websites that have been taken down over a complaint and a concern by the state of California that they represented a de facto law of some sort, even though, as our officer from the CHP has pointed out, it is not illegal and it is not necessarily defined as legal, the beautiful gray area of law. Matt writes in to say, lane splitting is a disastrous thing. It should be made illegal. Motorcyclists routinely clip side mirrors on cars. What happens when a motorcyclist enters the picture of an idling car and somebody opens their door to empty the coffee cup onto the street? Lily writes, lane splitting can be perfectly safe when it is practiced prudently by the motorcyclist, and car drivers are not distracted and they are aware of their surroundings as they should be. Molly from Mountain View writes, one of the attractions of motorcycles is their ability to navigate easily and quickly into and out of spaces that are inaccessible to larger vehicles. Whenever riders take advantage of maneuvers unavailable to cars and trucks, such as lane splitting, the motorcyclist should bear full responsibility for any mishaps that befall them. A lot of people have seen this. Officer Peter Apodaca, you talked about kind of a threshold for you, and I guess your message, what I heard you saying, is that this is really a very low-speed maneuver that motorcyclists should use. And this is really something that as you get really, 30 miles is your threshold, 30 miles an hour, it seemed like. But as you get to higher speeds, this is not acceptable, shouldn't be done, and you're watching out for it.
Most definitely. Like the carriers said, when you're in the slower traffic, we've done prudent and in a safe manner, by all means, get yourself out of that danger zone. But when the traffic does start flowing again, you have to remind yourself that you are part of commute traffic, and your motorcycle is not a safety tool or an accessory to get yourself in and out of all traffic as you're going from work. Once the flow of traffic starts moving, get yourself back in your lane and abide by all the laws. And if the motorist and the motorcyclist community were on the same page and were able to communicate with one another, and you just got to look for the signs. When you see a guy going to change a lane, you're going to see a turn signal. For the motorcyclist, they need to be able to look for the driver who is making that shoulder movement, looking in the rear mirror. Those are some things to look at, which you can see at slower speeds. But once the motorcyclist starts to get up to higher speeds, you start missing those little specific details that can save you from a lane change.
Let's go to our calls again. James in Santa Cruz. James, good morning.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. I'm a commercial fuel truck driver. I deliver jet fuel all day. And every morning I hear traffic reports about motorcycles who go down, especially on this radio station. And it's talked about as doing battle, so to speak. Motorcyclists have splitting lanes. In my opinion, what I've seen and what I see throughout the day is done unsafely. I'm not upset when the guys are moving through traffic and it's at a standstill and guys are putting along, 5-8 miles an hour. But ultimately, they're the ones who are vulnerable. I'm in a big 80,000-pound machine, and guys are coming up. As a matter of fact, true statement, perfect example, a truck was on my left-hand side. I was in the right-hand lane. Two guys came up in between the truck and me. One guy made it through. And one guy, saw the tires and hit the brakes a little bit, and he started to overcompensate, and I saw him start to wiggle, and all I'm going to do is watch him go underneath the tires. So, they're basically taking their lives into their own hands, and they're more a hazard to themselves and from my experience. So they're the ones who are truly vulnerable. So if people are upset that these people, these guys or gals, that I see now are splitting lanes, they're the ones that are going to go in a box. The person in a, 2,500-pound, 3,000-pound car, 8,000-pound truck, they're going to get a couple of dents in the car. They're going to have a bent-up rim.
Right.
But these people are going to go in a box,
Right.
So whether it's illegal or legal, or it should be legal, given the guidelines aren't being followed, number one, in my opinion. These people are just, they want to go fast. That's why they ride motorcycles. So,
James, let me hold you right there. Thank you for your perspective. And let me actually go to a rider. We've got some motorcyclists who want to comment. Let me go to one of them first here, Leah in Palo Alto.
Yes, hi, thank you. I'm a daily commuter on my scooter from up to Palo Alto up the 101 freeway. And actually, I find that it's necessary to keep moving, especially on hot days like this, just for the cooling system on my scooter. I mean, even though it is a water-cooled system, you know, it's a small fan, it's a small radiator. If I'm stuck in traffic in this heat, it's, you know, going continuously and you know, getting pretty high up in terms of temperature.
Okay, thank you. And let me just jump right in here with more motorcyclists. TJ from Los Gatos, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say, you know, the drivers that have been annoyed with the unsafe practices by motorcyclists are going to remember those horrific experiences. They're small sample sizes. I believe that the vast number of us, I'm a lifelong Bay Area motorcyclist, can lane split in a safe way that does not disrespect the drivers of the cars. That said, as motorcyclists, we see on a daily basis just completely horrible distracted driving from cars. And sometimes it's very scary, and sometimes it makes us angry because our lives, as the trucker pointed out, are definitely in danger. I would just encourage us, just like skiers and snowboarders need to get along on the mountain, motorcyclists and cars need to respect each other and understand that most motorcyclists are safe. There are a small minority that give us all a bad name. And I would encourage all of my fellow motorcyclists to not lane split in an unsafe fashion. And we all know what that is. And that means not weaving in and out of traffic and not going 20 miles an hour faster than the flow of traffic, or even 15, depending on the speed of traffic. So that's all I have to say.
TJ, before you go, let me just say, you're a motorcyclist. Let me just quickly ask you, would you like to see some kind of regulation or more specificity about lane splitting?
Sure. I would like to see, this brings up a larger topic, which we don't have time for. I would like to see more regulation about safe driving in general. The CHP's own guidelines around driving I find pretty scary. But, yeah, we need to all be educated more. Driving is not an entitlement. It's a privilege, and we should remember that.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's a biker, Kip from Sausalito. Kip, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks. I've been riding since 1964, and back then you didn't have the problem. There was a lot less cars in the Bay Area. But my suggestions are, and I've thought about this for a long time, so I'm really happy to be able to hear this discussion. But if you could move the fast lane, just say a foot, they could just paint it. Most of the time there's plenty of room to move it to a foot to the left. And then put a 2-foot motorcycle lane with two lines, paint them yellow, and that would be the motorcycle lane. So you'd be splitting in the lane. I think that would make the driver of the car more aware that they can't just follow the white line on their right. And I see a lot of people hugging that. I've seen people, and I know they do it on purpose, up ahead. They'll see me coming in their mirror, and they'll move over to block me. And that's pretty crazy. But I think a lot of it is they are jealous that we keep moving and they're just sitting there. But anyway, my other suggestion is just simply, I think the speed should be lowered down for the motorcycle splitting lanes. I think it shouldn't be more than 40. I mean, that's pretty good progress when everyone else is at bumper to bumper, maybe even 35. But anyway, that's what I've got to say. And thanks for having this program on.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that perspective. And again, we have a lot of comments here. I mean, as I said at the top of this conversation, everyone who has been in a vehicle, or of course, if you're on a motorcycle, you know what I'm talking about. You've seen it. And my own education has changed hosting this particular conversation this morning, because I knew it not to be illegal. But as Officer Peter Apodaca, who's sitting here across from me, said, it is not specified in vehicle code or law that there's no about lane splitting, correct? I mean, there is no yes, it's legal line that you could point to in a book.
That's correct.
Okay. which you know, I think gives us this ability to have this conversation. Nick Harris from the American Motorcyclists Association, we kind of touched on this earlier, but Rich from Bodega Bay wrote in to say, and I've heard this too, if lane splitting is not an insane policy, why is it banned in nearly, if not all, other states? When friends and families from out of state first come here and experience it, their initial reaction is inevitable. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it in a lot of states it's not necessarily banned. It's just not practiced, and there could be any number of reasons. There have been just in the recent past, a number of states that have looked at this. I believe we will see other states enacting lane splitting in the near future just based on the traffic that we're all experiencing nationwide. But like I mentioned earlier, Australia and New South Wales has just made this specifically legal, has put out guidelines. Much of Europe, where I have been lucky enough to ride on a few occasions, allows it. New Zealand allows it. So I think, honestly, this is one of those things people that aren't used to it and aren't experienced with it kind of look at it and are surprised. Once they understand it, once we all learn how to do it better, I think it will actually be seen as an asset to all of us as far as all of our commute times being reduced, parking opportunities being better when you get to your destination. The list kind of goes on and on. I mean, imagine if we could take the average traffic pattern in San Francisco in rush hour, which is probably moving at 12 miles an hour, take 1,000 cars out, add 1,000 motorcycles, and as a result, increase the average speed to 15 miles an hour. I mean, just little incremental changes like that would really benefit all of us.
Nick, let me jump in really quickly because we're short on time, and one of our listeners wrote in specifically with a question for Officer Peter Apodaca. So, Officer, here it is. How is lane splitting not also following too closely and an unsafe lane change? Is there a gray area? Is there a distinction there?
Well, the actual practice of splitting, lane sharing, white lining, there is no definition to show that as illegal. However, there are certain things and other violations to look for. One, you have your unsafe speed, which can be cited. Again, you're following too close, which can be cited. Those are all things that need to be looked at on a case-by-case basis that's going on. Again, the practice of actual lane change, on whether it's the car or the motorcycle, those are things that the officer needs to physically see for himself and base that determination on that particular given time, and he can make the enforcement action if need be. Other than that, you know, you are out there taking everybody else is saying, as a motorcyclist, you got to take your own life, your own, and be responsible when you're out there riding and commuting. And it's exactly what it is. During that time, those commute hours, you should be driving in a safe, prudent manner. And once the traffic flows, get back in the flow of traffic.
And let me, that's Officer Peter Apodaca, a motorcycle officer with the California Highway Patrol, who's here in studio with me. Nick Harris from the American Motorcyclists Association, very quick last comment. What would you say? Would you like to see the safety guidelines back up? What's the message people, drivers, and everyone should know? Very quick, if you could, like 10 seconds.
I would encourage everyone to go to the AMA's website at AmericanMotorcyclist.com. We have a copy of the guidelines up. We have a petition for those that are interested in supporting our efforts to add the guidelines, and we would like to see them reinstated.
Okay, and my apologies to the callers, Philip, Joey, Steve, and Mitch, who we didn't get to. Everybody has a very strong opinion about this. It's an interesting conversation, and again, it is not illegal. It is not necessarily defined as legal, but be careful out there on the roads. Forum is produced by Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, and Tina Larberg. Our engineers are Danny Bringer and Jim Bennett. We get online support from David Marks. Our senior editor is Dan Zoll. I'm John Myers. Thanks for listening.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.